I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Sean?
New Year's resolutions.
Okay. So I guess on that note, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to all of our listeners.
Hope you all had a great holiday, no matter what you celebrate.
Correct.
But everybody celebrates the New Year one way or another, whether you're grumpy about it or you go out and have a great time.
Right.
So it's now 2026. So Sean wants to talk about resolutions.
Well, I think this episode, which full disclosure, we're recording a couple of days before New Year's, but this episode is coming out on New Year's Day. I thought in the spirit of the holiday, we could spend a fairly light-hearted conversation just talking about like hiking and backpacking related New Year's resolutions. So like both resolutions that maybe you and I are thinking about making in relation to our hiking and backpacking journey, or just like suggestions on resolutions that maybe our listeners could make, some fairly easy ones to get out and enjoy nature in a more positive and hiking oriented way. So, okay. Much like we've said in a couple of the previous episodes, like this will probably be a shorter one because, you know, how much can you talk about as far as New Year's resolutions go? But right. I figured, you know, 'tis the season and with it being the holiday and everything, let's have like a pretty easy one that maybe you and I didn't have to spend a lot of time researching and might just be more of like a fun episode to do.
Yeah. Do you have one you want to start with, or can I go first?
You can, by all means, Mike, if you've got one in the chamber, you go right ahead and get started.
Just based on the other episodes we've been talking about with your sleeping pad, your R value and your sleeping bag and whatnot. One resolution you can have is to get better sleep on the trail.
Okay. I like
it's
that.
It's not one personally for me, because I feel like our sleep system and sleep pad and everything, we finally got it tuned up like that gets me the best sleep that I can out on the trail without electricity and memory foam and all of that stuff.
So I'm going to tie that into one that I had written down. So one resolution that I had written down, which is not specifically the same as yours, but I think kind of like encompasses that, is you could make a resolution to upgrade your comfort in 2026, right? So, like,
okay,
that might be upgrading your gear. Maybe you're, like, resolving to get better gear or a better piece of gear in 2025.
Replace something you haven't been fully satisfied with.
Exactly, right. But it might not just be your sleep system. Maybe you want a new pair of hiking boots. Maybe that is your resolution to embrace comfort out on the trail and upgrade and get like a better pair of hiking boots. Or maybe you are going to make a resolution to throw out that cotton base layer and upgrade to a merino wool base layer that you're going to wear out on the trail. Or maybe you're going to resolve to finally get a good pillow for the first time for out there on the trail. That is probably what I am going to make my resolution, is to try to finally get a new pillow that I can live with and maybe even like for 2026, because I certainly haven't been able to do that yet.
So I will say the pillows that we have, because you and I currently, we had the same pillows. Mine popped. So we no longer have the same pillow, but having the air pillow is basically all it is. It's just blowing. It's almost, I'm not going to say it's rock hard because it's still air, but it's not a giving pillow.
Correct.
It doesn't. Yeah. So getting something a little bit with maybe, like, I have one that I've never taken out on the trail. My wife bought it for me when we were first getting all of our gear. It's almost as big as our sleeping pad folded up, rolled up.
Oh, no.
It's giant. No. But it's memory foam, and, like, it's...
Can I be honest?
I'm tempted to take it.
I don't love a memory foam pillow. I know people love memory foam pillows. I don't love a memory foam. So there's a pillow that I've been looking at online. I bet I've been looking at it online for about 2 years now. It is not cheap. It is not big, but it is a backpacking pillow that supposedly scrunches down nice and small.
I am curious, what's the price point on it? And what's I mean, not a sponsor or any of that kind of stuff.
Let me look it up live while we're talking.
Just because I'm curious as to, I haven't done that much research on just pillows for backpacking because, like we mentioned in other episodes, is that you could use your sweatshirt or your jacket or whatever.
Yeah, it is $60.
Not as expensive as I was thinking, but still very expensive for a backpacking pillow.
It's expensive for a backpacking pillow. It is a Rumpel brand pillow. Okay. Rumpel is who makes my sleeping blanket that I thoroughly enjoy.
Okay.
Not a sponsor in any way, although right. Rumpel, if you're listening and you would like to be, please reach out. Probably look at this pillow 2 or 3 times a month and just have not yet pulled the trigger on buying it. Like $60, that is not cheap.
It's not
gonna make me lose my house if I buy it.
I was thinking you were gonna say like $200.
No,
so that's where my mind was at, but okay. But you're not wrong. $60. I think I paid the price $7 for the one I paid for what I have currently.
It is at the price point for me where I'm clearly not just clicking add to cart and check out, right? It's not so expensive that I'm turning my nose away to say like I'm never spending that much money on a pillow.
Yeah.
It's like so in that weird in between where like if I wanted to splurge, I probably could.
Do you have an account with this manufacturer? You bought your
my sleep bag is from them, and I like it.
Yeah, so but do you have an account or like add it to your cart and see if you get
and see if they'll send me like a discount code
10% or 20%?
It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at
all,
my friend.
That's the game you got to play.
You know, and of course, I didn't think about looking like during Black Friday and all that sort of stuff. I bet I could have looked for that.
Yep.
But as we look right now today, not on sale.
Not on sale, of course. Yeah.
But,
still.
But yeah, I mean, so that's one resolution you can make is like upgrade your comfort in 2026.
Yeah, I mean, I like considering like we upgraded, we got new lightweight chairs last year, which we never took chairs except for like when it was like we didn't think we were gonna have a picnic table,
right.
Or it was just a one nighter rather than a four nighter. Right. But now, like
now we take them there every time.
Yeah, we went from a 4 pound chair to a pound and a half. So.
And that is one of those, like, for sure, that's a luxury, right? Like, that is not a necessity. Yeah. It is for sure a luxury, but gosh, does it make it nice? It makes
a
big difference.
If you have a picnic table, you have a backrest.
Yep.
And you can put your feet up on the picnic table bench.
Yep. Like,
and there's just so many positives to having a sleep chair. So.
And we've popped it out a couple of times. In the middle of the day, like you stop and have a snack and there you want a spot to sit.
Yep. We've changed it from on our breaks, which a resolution, again, we mentioned this a lot, but a resolution for us, you and me, Sean, would be take more breaks, stop and smell the roses type of a thing. But we went from like... all right, we're at the 2 mile mark. Let's find a nice place where we can find a log or a bench or whatever to sit on and take a break, to let's find a clearing where there's not bugs. Because we've got chairs.
Right.
We've got chairs. We don't need that. Let's find a clearing where there's not bugs and we can sit and enjoy our break.
Okay, so that actually segues nicely into my next resolution that I had on my list. So do you mind if I read that?
Nope, okay. Go right ahead.
So my next resolution or idea for a resolution that you could have is you resolve to take better care of your body on the trail. So like this is like an all-encompassing one. So one of them being take more better breaks,
yep,
which is one thing that you and I need to like continuously resolve to do because we are terrible at that. But I thought it could also encompass things like learning how to pace yourself out on the trail, incorporating a recovery day. Like we had that episode about recovery days. So you could like resolve to incorporate a recovery day to your trip. Stretching and all that sort of stuff.
Stretching pre and post. Yep.
You could also incorporate like listening to your body while you're out on the trail. So like those, you know, warm spots when you're starting to get a blister.
Yep.
The aches and pains that you're getting from your like equipment not fitting properly. Do you need to lace your shoes differently? Or normalizing or getting comfortable with like stopping, taking a minute to smell the roses, like you've said. So like all of that sort of stuff, you pick one of those. Like if you want to pick one of those things, pick one. Mm-hmm. If you want to do all of them, like resolve to just like listen to and take care of your body in regards to hiking.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point for us, it would realistically be taking the breaks for sure.
100%. That is our worst thing.
And maybe stretching before. Like, I stretch after because I'm sore in spots and I'm like, oh, I better stretch. I haven't done a great job of stretching before.
See, I feel like I am better at stretching before than I am at stretching after.
Yeah.
Well, and I will when not you, pick well, on
you're
you,
stretching
Mike.
And I'm not paying attention, you tell me to stretch. And then after the fact, when I'm stretching and you're not paying attention, I'll tell you to stretch.
Fair. That'll buddy work. System type stuff. That would work though. But like you take longer to get going than I do.
I don't know what you mean, or if I should be offended by that, but...
You probably should, but you dilly-dally. You're a dilly-dallier. So, like, while you're getting ready, I stretch.
It takes me a minute. Jeez, I didn't know we were in a hurry.
We're not in a hurry, and there's no time limit, and it's not a race, so... But you dilly-dallying gives me an opportunity to stretch, so I appreciate you for that, Mike.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you for that.
So one that I have a resolution for myself, is going to be, and this is for anybody that is looking to get into hiking or wants to not get out of breath or run out of gas as quickly, is I want to train specifically for hiking or for endurance so I don't run out of gas as quickly as I have in the past.
Okay.
So that is one of my things that I want to do. How I am going to do that is I'm going to start using my weighted vest again that I started with years ago to build up during the summer before we went. And I'm going to just start doing some, some high-intensity interval training. So just using that to get my lung capacity up. So
I like that. I mean, and you could incorporate a lot of stuff with that realistically. You're doing like the HIIT training, right? Which I think is great and would definitely be helpful out on the trail. But like you could incorporate all sorts of exercises into prepping your body for the trail, like whether that be maybe some yoga, maybe some like core workouts to get some like core stuff done for you, or whether that is maybe just doing like stretching and stuff so that your body is more limber for when you're out on the trail. Like all sorts of ways that you could prep for that.
I find for me with like arthritis in the places that I have it, my hips, knees, and elbows, I find that lunges and squats go a long way.
Yeah.
For hiking ability.
Yes.
But so I do a lot of those regardless anyway. So, but I also want to build in more of like lung capacity and just overall endurance of being able to overexert myself without breaking down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, I think we're all a little bit guilty of being couch potatoes in the off season or even in the on season.
Especially in Michigan when it gets dark out at 5 o'clock at night.
I mean, realistically,
it's just nighttime.
Even just walking more would help us all be in better shape. You know, like maybe find a local hill to walk up and down a local hill to build, you know, your core strength, your balance, your knee strength, your ankle strength, like all that sort of stuff. All of that is a great way to prep your body to be ready for a hike.
Rather than just walking on the sidewalk or whatever.
Yeah, right,
like,
exactly.
Getting outdoors, like, walk on the sidewalk if that's what you have, but if you have a trail, that's going to get you more of the real experience, maybe some uphills, downhills, things like that.
Yep, I love it. Yeah. I love that idea. Another thing you could do hiking related to make a New Year's resolution is you could make a resolution to learn a new outdoor skill this year. So maybe you're bad at reading maps. So maybe you could make a resolution to learn how to read a map or how to read a compass or how to like understand your GPS device a little bit better. Or maybe you could learn a new skill for like either cooking or meal prep out in the backcountry. Yeah. Or maybe you're good at both of those, but like you want to learn how to do like field repairs for your gear. Maybe that's something you want to look into to learn how to do, right? Or maybe you want to just be better at picking a spot to set camp up. Maybe you can do some research to figure out like how to figure out where a good spot to set your tent up is or where a good spot to put your hammock is. All like new skills that you could teach yourself with fairly minimal effort to teach yourself how to do that sort of stuff, but like it would be a new skill that would help you in the backcountry.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, I always want to learn new skills and everything. Maybe try like your smash PB&J or your, like a different cooking style, like you said, a different food prep style. So,
well, or, I mean, like, oh, I'm going to try to say this word again and you're going to make fun of me, but, like, I have admitted in the past that I am not super good at reading topographical.
There you go. You did it.
Topographical maps. Like,
topographical, yes.
I am not super good at that. Like, clearly I have messed up enough times reading those maps that I need to learn how to read those better.
I think you're doing just fine, Sean.
Well, because you double check my work for me.
Because I use an app that tells me.
But, like, I feel like I should get better at learning how to read those because clearly I have made mistakes in the past. So, like, I want to learn how to be better at reading those, and I want to be better at using a compass to triangulate where I am at on a map. Now, that is something that luckily you and I have never necessarily needed to do.
We have not needed to do that.
But I feel like one of us should be good at doing that if we're going to continue doing this and go to more and more remote locations, yeah. I think that presents the opportunity for us to get lost more than we have traditionally. So I feel like one of us should be good at triangulating where we're at.
Yeah, probably should. Well, and it's not the worst skill to have to begin with, just because the end times are coming. So,
well, the poles are probably going to flip anyway, and then you can't use a compass and all that sort of stuff. But, But
again, we're not scientists.
That is one thing that I would like to do. So that is a skill that, like, I feel like in 2026, if not now, then when? You know, like, let's, you know, let's figure out how to do it.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Another
before you move on to another, do you want to take a quick break and get a word from our sponsors real quick?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, and we're back. Okay. Before the break, Mike, you were going to move on to the next topic. So
Whether you're new, if you're new, this wouldn't be so a resolution you would have for sure. But if you've been at it a couple of years or even just one season or whatever, another resolution you could have is to visit new trails instead of the same ones you've done over and over again.
I had this one on my list too. Yeah.
So you and I had some episodes where we were at the north end of Bowman Lake and the south end of Bowman Lake. Like we did the similar trail, stayed at the same campground, different ends of it. So it was slightly different, but it was still like the same area.
Right.
And then we decided we were going to try other areas. And so I think that makes it a lot of fun. Sometimes you end up a little bit more miserable than you would have been going to your comfort zone.
Yep.
But it makes for an experience, and then you know whether you like certain areas or not. So
yeah,
I think for an overnight, try a different area, and then you can either expand that to a longer trail and stay there again, but also maybe a night or two added. I don't know. It's something to think about. Just if you only have time for the trail that's local for to you, then that's all good too. But try to go different locations.
Well, and I actually, like, when you say that, one of the things, you know, as I was kind of thinking about, like, what are some, like, resolutions you could make, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things, I'll be honest, like, I don't like to call myself a snob, but, like, I've been a little bit snobby for the last couple of years, if I'm being totally honest with everybody, where you and I do have some local trails that we could go hiking on that are like a mile and a half loop or like a 2 mile out and back. And I've always kind of thought like, well, I'm not going to go on that. I want to go further than that. I want to go on like a bigger hiking trip than that. But like realistically, if you and I got a weekend where we're not doing anything, we got local trails that we could just go and walk on. Like, it doesn't have to be a whole big production every time we go out into the woods. Yeah.
Don't got to take all of the gear and do all of the things.
You don't
got to
take all of the gear. You could throw your weight vest on. We could go out onto this mile and a half loop that's, like, practically smack dab between where you live and where I live. Mm-hmm. And go hike on it. And support the local trail community and go meet some local hikers and do all that sort of stuff. Like, it doesn't need to be this huge production like we try to make it every time to get out and enjoy nature and do some good for our mental health and get some practice in. So, like, you could make that a resolution, is to, like, both try some new trails and potentially some local trails that you've overlooked.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, we do have plenty of trails around us.
Right.
It's just we've been trying to do the North Country Trail or something that's got more length to it. So we travel, and you're right. We could do more of the local stuff, and yeah. All right. Well, kick me while I'm down.
Well, I'm not trying to kick you when you're down, but I'm just trying to say, like, you know, like, we, maybe you and I need to reframe some of this in our mind, even where,
yeah,
it doesn't always have to be podcast. Like a big grand hiking thing yeah. for us. You know, we talk about like the mental health benefits of hiking, right? You and I talk all the time about like how nice it is to just get out into the woods and listen to nature and leave our phones behind and all that sort of stuff. We could do that more often than we do, and we don't, and maybe we should.
I agree. I think we definitely should. And that's another thing I was going to say. That's why I love doing this podcast, is that it makes us look externally a little bit more. We get to do research on things we might not do research on otherwise. And then we also get to think about it from a different perspective as well. So you're not wrong. We could definitely do more hikes if we didn't need to travel 2 hours to get there.
Right.
So, yeah. And then, overnight and all that. Yeah.
And we've talked plenty of times about, you know, most of the places you and I go, we don't really run into other people, right? But when we do run into other people, it's always, they're always super nice, super happy to share their experiences, super happy to like, oh, have you tried this trail? Have you tried this trail? What do you think of this piece of gear? Or, oh, if you like that, you should see this piece of gear that I have, right? Like, I feel like if we went out on local trails, we might meet more people that we could then interact with on that level and get more insight and more advice and all those things that, like, part of that community that you and I sometimes do miss out on because we purposefully go to secluded areas, where if we were on just like a local, easily accessible trail, we might build more of our local community and get more insight into that sort of stuff too.
Well, and you know, you got people that are more local, they'll tell you where they've traveled to go hiking, and you'll get different ideas, whether it was good or bad, and you know. I like it, and I'm going to hold you to that one.
Okay.
So one that we talked about this before, and it's like a resolution one could have, and I struggle with this one every damn time we go, is to learn to pack my pack correctly. I'm like, okay, I know, like, you go on your heavier stuff at your middle of your back or the bottom, like your hips or whatever. You want most of your weight at the hips, and then you figure it out from there. And I always just end up with a mess, it seems like.
I know. And even good intentions, like, then you go out, especially if you're going for like a multi-night one, you go out and you get to camp the first night, and your backpack kind of explodes all over the campsite. And then it's like, oh, I don't remember how I packed this. How do I get everything back in there?
Right. Last time I did this, this was in this spot, and it's not there now.
Right.
Like, and you pack for the things that are at camp towards the center of your pack. So, like, the things you might need out on the trail are easier to access. But then that always doesn't work out. I don't know. Like, you know, it doesn't work out packing logistically and all that stuff.
I could resolve to make my snacks more accessible. That is like...
Yes, that's one thing. I always have my front pockets are snacks.
I am terrible at having my snacks be in an accessible spot. They always seem to wind up in the middle of my bag, and I can never get to them.
I don't understand how. Oh, because you put yours in your bear bag or canister, don't you?
Because I put mine in my canister. Because, like, I'm using all my inches, right? I'm using every bit of bag space that I have, and I'm trying to, you know, we talked about when we talked about our bear canister. We talked about, you know, using the inside of that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, use the inside of it.
And it is a smart recommendation, but then
for the most part. everything you're throwing in your bear canister is sealed, so it really doesn't matter what you throw in your bear canister.
I know. I need to throw like my socks and underwear in there and not my food is what I need to do. But
I wouldn't throw like your poop bags and like all that kind of stuff in your bear canister.
Correct. Yes. Agreed.
But other things that are sealed.
But I need to stop throwing my trail mix in there. I need my trail mix in a readily accessible pouch.
You just brought up something that's like genius. Like have your spare pair of underwear and socks, like in case or shirt, whatever, in case you sweat through them or whatever, readily available. But realistically, the rest of your clothes, whatever you can make fit, can go in your bear canister.
Okay, but my thought behind it is, put the stuff that you want in your bear canister in your bear canister, because then, one, you're making sure that it all fits in there, and then two, you're not unpacking and repacking it every time. Like, it's all already in there. That's the thought. Now, I'm clearly saying that doesn't exactly work for me.
Well, but if you put all of your stuff that goes in your bear canister in your bear canister, minus
my trail mix,
starting day snacks,
yes,
then
vegetarian beef jerky and trail mix need to go in like their own thing.
You've got your snack. You don't utilize your snack pockets.
I hear what you're saying. I want more trail mix than fits in those pockets. Those pockets are too small for a realistic amount of trail mix. So what goes in there is like my compass will go in one, my hand sanitizer, like little odds and ends, because those pouches aren't big enough on our pack. I love our pack, but those pouches are not big enough.
They fit a granola bar. They fit a little snack size baggie of things.
I disagree. They don't fit a Sean size snack baggie.
I understand. I love your acceptable amount of trail mix. That's the title of the episode right there. Jesus. I think one thing that you and I could also benefit from, and I think a lot of people probably could, is have a resolution to slow your pace, enjoy your views. It's about It's about the journey, not the destination.
It's about the smiles, not the miles. There's one phrase.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So slow down. We really need to be better about that.
We do. And that one's so hard. It's a great resolution. It is a great idea for a resolution. It's so hard. Because you and I have said to just like each other, not necessarily on this podcast, but like our pace is our pace. Like one of the reasons you and I hike so well together is that your natural pace and my natural pace are damn near the same.
Very close. You're a little bit faster than I am, but...
Right.
But damn near close. Yeah. And damn near the same.
You and I have the other problem that we share. It's that you and I, when we get to a scenic spot, it's like, okay, seen it.
Right. We take our pictures. Like we're there for 30 seconds, a minute. And we're like, all right, you ready? You're never going to be there again. You should enjoy it.
We should take time to take it all in. Your version. But this is why you and I hike well together, though. It's because neither one of us feel the need to look at this scenic overlook for like a half hour.
Look at that red rock.
Look at that waterfall. Okay, moving on. You and I have a similar, and we should, because you're right. That's the other thing. we're never going back there. We're never
We're never
going to see it again.
Even if we do, like, if we went and did the exact same hike that we did this year, if we went and did that again, it's not going to be exactly the same.
Right.
Trees are bigger. Some are falling down. Like, the river's changed.
This rock formation collapsed. This trail had to get diverted because, like, the sandstone deteriorated, whatever.
Yep.
It's never going to be the same. You're never going to see it again. We should take time to enjoy it.
We should. Yeah, we should.
And it would force us to take more of a break than we do, because Lord knows that ties back into the last thing where we need to take more breaks.
If only there was a way to record this or write this down to hold us accountable.
I know. Right.
Oh, here's one for you, Sean, that my research suggested. Is get comfortable using trekking poles. Yeah. I've rendered him speechless.
You haven't rendered me speechless, but if I can tie that into one of my concepts of you could make a resolution to try a new piece of gear. So let's just talk about it broader. Maybe that new piece of gear is trekking poles. Maybe it is.
Okay.
Maybe that new piece of gear is a new backpack. Maybe that new piece of gear is, instead of a map and a compass, it's your new GPS device. New piece of gear could mean whatever it needs to mean for listeners or individual hikers.
It doesn't even need to be new. It could be new to you.
Maybe it's rediscovering your current gear. Maybe it's trying to figure out, maybe you bought something and you didn't like it at first, but you've become a different hiker since when you first bought it. I will admit that over the last year, Mike, you have brought up trekking poles a lot of times, and a lot of your recommendations make sense. So,
a caveat to that is I still don't use them. I just am finding ways to bring them up for ideas, like things you can use them for.
I will say I am certainly not getting any younger. My knees and hips are not getting any better. I, you know what? I am going to, on one of our trips in 2026, I am going to commit to using trekking poles for an entire trip in some capacity to see if I find that I just had one bad experience that turned me off to them, or if I really think they're beneficial. I am going to do that in 2026. I'm saying it right now. Write it down. I'm going to do it.
I was thinking along the same lines as you, is at least for one of our overnights on either the way in or the way out, or if we know it's going to be a little, it rained the night before, it could be a little sketchy on the way in, you know, something, take them just because you have them. You can strap them to your pack, whatever. Yes, it adds ounces, but if you're carrying them in your arms, you're already carrying them. So, don't think that taking them is a bad thing anymore, because we came across a couple of spots this past year.
I know.
We were like, I kind of wish I had my trekking poles.
I know. I agree with you. So I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it this year, and we'll see if my opinion changes.
Okay. I'm gonna do it our first trip. I'm taking them our first trip.
Yeah.
And if it changes my mind, then I'll have them for all the other trips. But if I take them the first trip and then I'm just like, this is stupid, then that's my opinion of trekking poles.
All right. I got one last resolution on my list.
Okay.
My last resolution is resolving to be a better trail citizen. So you kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier. One of the things that like I, Sean, want to do this year. You are already very good at this. I am less good at it, so I want to be better at it. But like you, Mike, you are very good at, if you see a piece of trash on the trail, you pick it up and take it to the trash. I'm not great at that. Like, I will see that and be like, oh, these people should be better. You will stop and pick it up. So I want to
depending on what it is. I did leave the toilet paper.
You left the toilet paper. I get it. But like other trash, you stop and pick up, and I am not great at. Like, I'm really good at recognizing it. I am not great at stopping and picking it up. So you could do something like that. You could, being a better trail citizen might just be like you resolving to maybe yielding the right of way better than you have in the past. Recognizing that like some people get the right of way over other people. Maybe you being a better trail citizen means that. Maybe being a better trail citizen, we had an episode earlier this year about like respecting trail closures. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the past you've been the person that's like, fuck this closure, I'm going to go out on this trail because I want to go out on this trail. Being a better trail citizen maybe means respecting those trail closures better.
I mean, or, it is nature. How are you going to close nature? Sorry.
I'm going to let you sit with that, and I'm going to hold my tongue. But maybe being a better trail citizen means doing better with leave no trace. Or maybe it means being better with like pack in, pack out. Or maybe it means, you know, like just like large overarching better trail citizen. Let that mean whatever it means to you. There's lots of ways to be a good trail citizen. Maybe just being, if we could all be like 1% better than we are in 2026, if we could all be 1% better than we were in 2025, that's better for everybody. So whatever that means for anybody, it's going to be better for everybody.
Yeah, no, I really don't disagree with it. I mean, there's a couple things on there that you mentioned that I could be a little bit better at. I mean, I'm pretty much a trail angel without being somebody that drives other people places. So, but no, if everybody just strives to be a little bit better, do that one extra thing,
it makes
it all better for everybody.
So. That's what I think. And I think we could all make that our resolution every year.
For sure,
You know,
yeah.
Do one thing better this year than you did last year. I think if we could all do that, just in life in general, that's a whole different podcast. But like, if in life in general, you could do one thing better than you did yesterday, the world would be a better place.
For sure. I agree. I like it, and I think that's the perfect place to end.
That's the ending one? Okay. I'm good with that.
I got nothing that's going to beat that, so.
Okay. All right. Well, if anybody has any hiking or backpacking related New Year's resolutions that you are making for yourself, we would love to hear about it, and we would love to share it on a future podcast. You can always share those ideas with us on our email, which is SeanMikeHike@gmail.com, on most of the major socials at SeanMikeHike, or directly on our website, SeanMikeHike.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. And until next time, go take
a hike and try something new.
There you go. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.